Religions have always evolved. The idea behind every religion is that there is more to life than what meets the eye. Animism is a very primitive type of religion. It uses what can be observed in nature to model its idea of a spirit world. The spirit world is then contrasted with the human world. So everything that matters in the human world has a spiritual equivalent, which is called a spirit. That doesn't just include living beings, but also inanimate objects. The spirit world is considered to be the actual living world, which is therefore presented as superior to the human world. In shamanism, the idea is that humans can interact with those spirits. Paganism was introduced after animism. In paganism, only living beings are considered to have a spirit, and the idea of ranking them based on their authority is introduced. So the idea of gods is introduced. They represent beings who are superior to humans. There are all kinds of gods in paganism. Usually there is a father god and a mother goddess who are the parents of all the gods. Since they are considered to be part of nature, they are associated with what can be found in nature, especially planets. Monotheism replaced paganism. In monotheism, one or more of these gods becomes god and all the other gods are reclassified as something else, such as angels or demons in Christianity. These deities are no longer considered to be part of nature. God as one single deity, form or personality is never established in any true religion. In Christianity, there is the Holy Spirit, the Father and the Son. In Hinduism, pagan terminology is used, but all the gods are considered to be manifestations of one god. In Zoroastrianism, there is God, but then there is also an evil opposite spirit and the Amisha Spenta, who are seven entities that emanate from him. It's impossible to define God. God is just too big for one label and one religion, but that's what the Orthodox want to accomplish. The New Covenant made that especially hard to accomplish. In the Old Covenant, God was mainly Yahweh, but in the New Covenant, the identity of God becomes more complicated. We are introduced to Yahushua, who never directly identified himself as God, but he spoke and acted like God. Yahushua states in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." The Church Fathers came up with the idea that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are three different persons, but one God. That's called Trinitarianism. It's the belief in the so-called Trinity. The Church eventually got a monopoly on Christian thinking, and so Trinitarianism is embraced by Catholicism, Orthodox Christianity, and most Protestant denominations. Unitarians reject Trinitarianism and don't believe that Yahushua was God. Binitarians believe that Yahushua was an incarnation of the Holy Spirit. Modalists believe that God is only one person but manifests as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All of these beliefs are first and foremost attempts to support monotheism. They are invented by Orthodox theologians to convince themselves and others that they are following the one true religion, the one true denomination, and the one true God. All of them ignore another Trinity. Each one of us consists out of a body, soul, and spirit as stated in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. We are triune beings. We exist outside of creation as a spirit. Inside creation, we exist as software and hardware in Maya. It's the opposite of what we are used to from our own computers because in Maya, the hardware is generated by the software. Our software self is the soul. It defines a person. Our hardware self is the body, which is what is considered to be our incarnation. We exist in three places at the same time, but we are only conscious in the last place, which is in Maya. Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is part of the Holy Spirit. God exists in all places. Outside of creation, He is the Holy Spirit. Inside creation, He incarnates as one of His creations, including Yahweh and Yahushua. In Genesis chapter 16, verse 7, we meet Him as an angel. The Old Covenant calls Him Angel of Yahweh, Angel of Elohim, or just Angel. He exists in multiple places at the same time. We can also know that God has multiple souls because His incarnations have different personalities, but not all of them. For example, Yahweh and Yahushua sound very different from each other, but Yahushua and the angels sound the same because they are the same. The Bible never reveals that Yahushua was an incarnation of Yahweh. They are different persons. When He incarnates as a human again, He will be the Messiah of Revelation chapter 19. Since we are created in the image of God, we are also incarnated as different creations. Now we are humans, but as spiritual people, we will no longer be humans in our next life. Yahushua states in Mark chapter 12, verse 25, that we will be like angels in heaven. I believe that we will be incarnated in a Matryoshka avatar which will allow us to switch back to a human whenever we want, just like the Watchers can. In Genesis chapter 18, Yahweh also switches to a human. So it makes no sense to claim that God cannot be a human when He does it even in the Old Covenant. Those who claim that a man or another creature cannot be God place limitations on God. This problem is addressed in the Bible. The Pharisees didn't like the idea that Yahushua was God. In John chapter 10, verse 33, they accuse Him of blasphemy for this reason. Yet, the Bible clearly states that we are His temples, and in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it is stated that we are made in His image. In fact, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 21 states that animals also have a spirit. That means that their hardware is also a temple, and that in turn means that God is already in them. So why wouldn't God incarnate as one of them? He literally does that in Hinduism. For example, in the Matsya Purana, God incarnates at the end of the first world as a fish to save humans. From there on, each incarnation of God is superior to his previous incarnation. He always incarnates to do a job. If you run a pizzeria, why would you need a truck to deliver pizzas? A moped is good enough. Whenever God incarnates as one of his creatures, he does so to do a job. If he can do a job as the smallest known fish in the world, why would he incarnate as a whale? God is too big and too colorful. He cannot be defined with words. The best we can do is describe him as life. He exists as multiple persons in Maya at the same time. The first of those persons is the Father because he created Maya. Therefore, he is the Father of all, including all souls. But since every spirit is part of the Holy Spirit, he is present in all of creation. These persons of God are managers of Maya. The second manager is the Logos. As stated in John chapter 1 verse 14, Yahushua was an incarnation of the Logos. You can see them interact in the Bible. It's rare, but it happens. In John chapter 17 verse 24, for example, Yahushua states as he's praying to the Father, "Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am, that they may see my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world."